Thanks again for joining us this morning here on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, and very pleased to have on the program this morning longtime friend, former Marshall's head basketball coach, Doug Lyles. And of course, Coach Lyles still teaches at the high school and is involved with the girls program now, was an assistant this past year for the Lady Marshals for Coach Joseph Simmons, and a very valuable asset to Coach Simmons this past year. He'll be back for another year with the Lady Marshals this coming season, and it's good to see Coach back on the sidelines with his knowledge and with his ability to communicate with kids. It was great to see him back on the sidelines helping the Lady Marshals this past season. But Coach, it's good to have you here this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. It's good to be here. It brings back a lot of memories.
It really does. We've spent several hours in this studio talking basketball.
To say the least.
Yeah.
And at other venues also.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate the invitation. It's good to see you.
Well, it's good to have you here, and we've really enjoyed hearing from all of the great coaches in football and basketball and soccer. We had Coach Walker on a couple of months back when he announced his retirement, and it's just really been a treat for me to visit with these coaches, most of whom that I know very, very well and have worked with at least for some period of time, but to hear some stories that I'd either forgotten or perhaps never knew. That's just been a real treat for me.
I've really enjoyed your programs, and a lot of times when I hear them, I do some work in the summers, and I'm out doing and have the radio on most all the time, and I've heard most of your programs with football and basketball and with Mr. Condor also and Bob Warren, and it's just been a treat for me, being a lifelong resident of Marshall County and only teaching and coaching here, to hear the history myself and to recall some of the events, or a lot of the events, as they remember them, and to hear that. It's been a real treat. You've done an excellent job doing those, and I appreciate you doing it.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a real treat for me. We're going to reminisce about Coach Lyles' time working in the Marshall County system, his days as a valuable assistant coach to Alan Hatcher and to Jeff Jackson and to Kirk Giles, and then his days as a very successful head coach of the Marshals. And we'll talk about those years and how you kind of got started in the world of education. A native of Brewers. We start
That's
at the
right.
beginning, a native of Brewers.
That's right. And
they know a little bit about basketball.
They
and Brewers.
Do. And you don't go to school at Brewers, no matter what era it was, and not have a lot of experience and communication and contact with basketball. And I certainly had that. And I remember the gym there at Brewers, of course, is an upstairs gym. And same gym that was there when it was a high school, the elementary years that I was there, and graduated from there in 68. Yeah, it would be 68, 69 year. And every time you go up those stairs and walk into that gym, you walk right by a little trophy case. And in that trophy case was that state tournament trophy. And in the gymnasium was the original board that was produced at the 48 championship team that later they found in construction and renewed that. But all of those years of playing there at Brewers in the elementary years and the heritage there was a tremendous advantage in growing up and learning about athletics in a lot of ways and communicating. And Bobby Norsworthy was a coach back then, and Daryl Morgan, and those guys really had the same desire for basketball, even at the elementary level. But you talk to people. I spent my summers in Brewers as a young boy growing up on a farm, but I would visit the community store, Bohannon's Grocery, up there, and sit with the old-timers, and they taught me a lot. But you couldn't do that without reminiscing with them about those days when Brewers was the upper team in the state. So that was a neat beginning.
Coach Doug Lyles is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, spending some time looking back on his days as a coach and an educator, and continuing his career in coaching and education here in Marshall County. Now, you did not, and you and I have had this discussion before, coaching and teaching was not initially in your plans for after your time getting educated, right?
That's true. In fact, I did not start teaching until about 7 years out of college, and I had almost given up on the possibility. I was working at plants in Calvert City for several years there, did get laid off, and lo and behold, Reed Conder calls, and with this position in mind, biology and agriculture teaching position, and that was 1984. 85 was my first year of teaching. I accepted that, even though I didn't have a lot of hours in biology, but I started going back to school at that time and received a major in biology and had both. And for 2 years there, I taught at the high school both subjects, and got a call from Mr. Conder who said that I was going to be needed at South Marshall then a junior high. It's last year as a junior high when I went out there, and I went out there my third year. And I think there was...
To be an assistant coach in basketball?
No, actually to teach was my understanding at the time, but the first day that I visited was at the end of my second year of teaching, and that year was closing down, and I went out there and I wanted to meet... I knew Mr. Morgan, who was the principal, who was my eighth grade teacher at Brewers. And the first thing he did was call me in his office, and the first thing that come up was he would like for me to help coach basketball. And so that was the beginning of something that I think Mr. Conder and Mr. Morgan knew before I walked in there. And I said, yeah, I think I would like that. I will do that and look forward to doing that and study that. And the rest is history, because I coached for 18 years beginning that year, and started with the eighth grade team, helping Ray Cothran out there. And the next year it went to a middle school, my second year out there, and I was the only coach. I got some people to come in and help occasionally, but I had the seventh and eighth grade team, boys teams, by myself that year. And then that third year, Alan Hatcher asked me to come and be the freshman coach. So I progressed quickly, and I was 1 year with Coach Hatcher as a freshman coach, and then he moved on to Western with an assistant's job there, and I became the JV coach. So the sad part of that story were those poor players that I started with at South in the eighth grade, and I followed them. They thought I was following them for four consecutive years. As they went up a grade level, I went up with them. So that wasn't the plan, but that's how quick things got started, and I just loved it. I tell you, I just loved it, and I studied the game and films and loved scouting, and started studying how to do camps and working with kids. And so it was a slow beginning as far as my stage in my career, age-wise perhaps, and starting teaching a little bit late, but it was a rapid beginning once I got involved with basketball. And I tell you, the lessons that I've learned are many, and I appreciate all those that I was with during those years. We may mention some later, but that's how I got started, and I was asked to do it, but I was a teacher first, and I always tried to remember that through the years as I advanced through the program. When I started, if you had asked me at South, do you have a desire to be a head basketball coach in the high school, I probably would have said, hadn't even thought about it, probably not. But as I developed through the system and I began to work with the high school coaches that second year. In fact, I would go watch their practices, and after my season was over, I sat on their bench, and Coach Hatcher had me to do that. In fact, I got to sit on the bench at the state tournaments, three of the five now, and so that was quite an experience too. And when you get that bug in your system, then certainly you're hooked for a while, and I was energetic about it, or thought that I was, and just really enjoyed that beginning.
Yeah, it kind of gets in your blood, doesn't it?
It really grow
to love it, and you get to the point. It's kind of like, in some ways, it's kind of like broadcasting games. You can't imagine the season going without being involved in it in that fashion.
That's right. And I used to bounce that ball at the playground at Brewers there, because I grew up and walked to school. It was only a couple hundred yards, and I remember when they paved that court there. And So I'd always loved the game. And my parents lost Dad in February, as you know, but they had season tickets at Marshall County High School. Mom still does when it opened. And in fact, they had season chair seat tickets at South Marshall. So that's how far back. And I remember when school would be snowed out in the winters that me and my brothers knew that Dad would be going to the game if they had the game. And back then they usually did have the game. So no matter where it was played, we would go to those games and people would call and ride with us because they knew we were always going. But my family, my parents loved the game and just loved the excitement of it. And I was fortunate enough now through these years to have a small part in helping to mold some players' lives and be involved with the game that a lot of people love around here.
Coach Doug Lyles is our guest this morning. We're reminiscing about his days as a coach and educator in the Marshall County system. Continues to serve as a teacher at Marshall County High School and assistant coach for the Lady Marshals. And kind of bring folks up to date with what you're doing at the high school. You're very much involved with the FFA now and all of that. So talk to us about what you're doing with the high school now.
Right. I taught biology, as we said, I guess, for 24 years, because when I was at South, even I taught the life sciences. So the major in biology allowed me to do that, because back then when I started, ag enrollment was decreasing. There was already three ag teachers. I was half time, being three and a half then removed. But when Kyle O'Dell retired 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago actually, in horticulture in the ag position, then I thought, well, here is an opportunity that I have to get back in agri-science and vocational agriculture and the FFA. And so I took that position, which gave some extended time also. You do some visiting in the summers and so forth. But so I teach agriculture now and have very much enjoyed that. My background, of course, biology and agriculture go hand in hand, and have a degree in both has worked out to be an advantage for me. So I'm still doing that, and middle school athletic director. In fact, I did that 1 or 2 years while I was head boys basketball coach. They began to need an individual that could oversee the combined middle school sports. So I've helped that position, the only one that's been in that position since its existence, and have enjoyed doing that. That kept me in contact with athletics when I decided to get out of the coaching, at least the head coaching part of it, several years ago. But and then Coach Simmons gets the job, and he talks to me that summer some, and when he was hired, and it led to the question, would you help? And I said no, I don't think I'll ever get back in. I don't really think I have time. And he kept asking, and I said, well, let me think about it. And that went on and on. In fact, it went on for several months. And I had others involved in our school system that come and talk to me also. And the more I thought about it, there's always that little itch there and craving to be around athletes, particularly for me in basketball. And I decided to go on a year-by-year basis, and he called me again, and I said, I'll guarantee you 1 year. I'll help you 1 year, and we'll just see how it goes and how I like it and so forth. And I've enjoyed it, and I'm glad that I've done it. It was an eye-opening experience. I have a lot more respect. I've always had respect for Coach Beth and what he's been able to do, but I really didn't, even when I coached the boys as head coach and assistants, I really thought about girls basketball, but I never really analyzed it to the point of, now that you're there helping and being with it, and it is a different animal a little bit in itself. But I tell you, there's as many positives as there are drawbacks to it, and I've really enjoyed getting to know the young ladies, and I respect the program so much that Coach Beth has laid the groundwork for. And it's been a blessing to me this year, and we've had a good summer, and I look forward to helping this year.
Coach Doug Lyles is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. We go back and talk about your first years in the coaching business. You couldn't have, I don't guess you could have asked for three better guys to have learned so much under than Alan Hatcher and Jeff Jackson and Kirk Childs, who were the three head coaches that you served with until you became head coach in 1998.
Certainly so. And Coach Hatcher gave me that opportunity, and he knew I was energetic and wanted to learn. And I remember one situation while I was still in the middle school there that North Marshall beat us. I was at South, and North Marshall beat us that first year on our floor, and it began to bother me a little bit. I first entered just working with the kids, and the competitiveness grew. And when they beat us on our home court, the reason they beat us is that they were in a 1-2-1-1 press, and we didn't do a very good job attacking it. So I started talking to Coach Hatcher and asking him about that. And he said, well, why don't you come on out, and we'll go through some of that stuff in practice. And I watched and took notes, and I inserted the press breaker that he used at the high school. And sure enough, when we played North at North, Ed Jones was coach, and I knew if I'd been him, I'd have put that same press on right off the bat. He did. We attacked it quite well and scored layups off of it, and Coach Hatcher and his staff happened to be at that game. And they come to me after the game and said, would you show us more about our press breaker, because your eighth graders just ran it better than our high school kids did. And I said, well, that's pretty much all we've done here for a month or so in practice. But he taught me a lot. He taught me, I had the competitiveness, but he taught me a lot about the X's and O's. We went to a lot of clinics. I studied his practices. I studied how he did camps and incorporated that. And I have to give Coach Hatcher a hello and a thank you. And we've gone a long way together, he and I, from me helping him to competing against them. And so when we played, it was ugly because we knew so much. I knew so much about his system that we would change calls on each other, and it became a chess match every time we played. But I have the utmost respect for his basketball knowledge and his determination and ability to get the most out of players. And then Kirk Childs came in, and I had an accelerated role as Jeff. I spent 2 years with Jeff after Allen, and Jeff gave me the junior varsity job, And I learned he had the same system as Coach Hatcher did, so nothing really changed there other than the level of team that I coached. And I want to thank him so much also in giving me that opportunity. And then Kirk comes in and with a different style, and that's good for an assistant to see different styles and how to incorporate and what coaches' favorite things are and how that changes from coach to coach. And so I made those adjustments and played that style and coached that style. And Kirk gave me a lot of responsibility, and he always gave credit as the Jeff and Coach Hatcher did. His assistance meant a lot to him, and I appreciate those years also. And those three guys really prepared me a lot for not only how to coach basketball and how to manage things during the season, but also how to handle the pressure of it and how to deal with parents and fans and how to handle that and how to be yourself. And so those three guys laid a lot of groundwork and that I incorporated, and then I incorporated things that were part of me also. But it was a good beginning and great experience.
Coach Doug Lyles is our guest this morning. We're visiting and talking about his time as the head coach of the Marshalls from 1998 to 2004, and just his overall career as a coach and an educator in the Marshall County school system. We need to get to a timeout. We'll come back and visit more with Coach Lyles in just a moment. Always a real treat to have Coach Doug Lyles joining us here on the radio and pleased that he was able to find time in his busy schedule, because summers are busy for you. You know, you're back, you're helping with the Lady Marshals, and you also have kind of a side business with your lawn care and so forth. Talk to us about that. That is some of the things that you do away from the classroom and away from the basketball court.
It is busy, and I've conceded the point, I guess, or accepted the point that I'm always going to be a busy person, and because when I do get a day off, I think, well, what do I need to be doing? I need to be doing something, and it's not supposed to be this idle time. But I have a lot of commitment with the vocational agriculture position, and I've done a lot of visiting. I do most of my visiting of FFA students in the summer, and I get their rosters early and have addresses and go visit my students, and a lot of them before I even have them as students. So to see them and to meet them, that helps build the bond of teacher-student, and it also allows me to see their environment, and if they're farm oriented or agriculturally oriented, or they live in the city limits of Benton or Calvert or wherever. So I do that, but in the spare time also I do some landscaping work and do that on Saturdays and in the afternoons or mornings or whatever it might be. And now with girls basketball, there's been a lot more time that I've committed to that, and that's what I told Coach Simmons when I started, is I don't know how much available time that I'm going to have, but I have found time to be with them, and we've done some one day camps in Carbondale and Evansville and Marion, and those went quite well, and play a lot of games with two or sometimes three teams, and then we went to Rolla, Missouri at a team camp with two teams, and it was an overnight camp, and then we've had workouts and weights and conditioning and open gyms, and they've been playing a lot in the summer. So it's been really active. Our individual camp, I help Coach Simmons with that and structure it the way we used to do it a lot, and enjoyed that. That brought back memories also of running camps, but I've really enjoyed it. So I do have a lot going on in the summers, and I try to balance that with my Christian life and being an elder at the church here in Benton, and being not only a parent now, but a grandparent and a husband, so, and a son to my mother. And there's a lot going on, but God has blessed me quite well.
Coach Doug Lyles, our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. We talked about your years as an assistant with Alan Hatcher and Jeff Jackson, and then with Kirk Childs. Kirk departs after the 1997-98 season. The job is open. And I do know this, and I'm sure many other people know this too. Some of it was publicized, some of it was not, but you actually turned down some job offers to be a head coach at other schools in the area because of your loyalty to Marshall County. And I also think you had the desire to be the head coach of the Marshals at some point in your career, whenever that opportunity came along. Mm-hmm. So you had been quite loyal to the Marshall County program, and then it was your chance to take the helm. Talk about the process there whenever Coach Childs has left and you decide you'd like to be the head coach.
Right, and that was a gradual thing, and as a head coach or in a business or whatever it might be, you never want bad things for the people that you're working under, so that you have the opportunity, but you pay your dues and you work hard and you do it for the right reason. And I really, really enjoyed all of my years as assistant coach at the various levels that I was at. It was low pressure. It was a lot of responsibility and a lot of rewards, and you saw these young people mature and grow up, but I guess along with the years I was with Kirk, then the desire began to cross my mind, or the thoughts about, well, do I really want to be a head coach, and if so, do I want to do it here in Marshall County or elsewhere? I did go and had some interviews at other places and had opportunities, and when it was time to make the commitment, is when my eyes were really open that, no, I do not want, even though some of the schools were about as close as I am from Marshall County High School, when it was reality and I knew that my children would be in school in Marshall County and I would be teaching somewhere else and that type of reality began to set in, I declined those positions, withdrew my name, and thought, whatever happens with me in sports is going to happen in Marshall County with me wearing orange and always being a Marshall County fan. From the years I watched Bobby Warren at South Marshall until the years that I ceased to watch sports, it's going to be focused in Marshall County. So when I look back, even though I began to have that craving to be a head coach a little bit, I'm certainly glad that I waited. And I was loyal to Coach Childs, and he knew that. And when he decided to depart, he came to me and asked me if I wanted the position. And if I wanted the position, he was going to put in a good word with Kenneth Shadowin and help me to pursue that. And I said, Coach, I hate that you're leaving, and we've had a lot of good years, but yes, I think I'm going to pursue it. Mr. Shadowin was awfully good to me, and we're great friends to this day, and as I am with Mr. Condor. And he just come to me, and really the interview was pretty much like this: are you ready to do it? And I said, yes, I am. And he said, well, I'll take care of the rest. And that was my only interview. But I realized that the upteen years leading up to that was really the interview. So that's how that transition was made. And Kirk went on back to Henry Clay and got in the state tournament and retired from there, the school that he played for. And so it worked out great for him. And now I get my opportunity. The bad thing about it, and I begin to think immediately, here's a coach's mind for you. The first thing I'm thinking about is, wow, I get to open up at Hickman County against Ben Rushing. And yeah. I begin to think about that immediately. And you always think about that next game. So I was thinking about my next game is my first game, and he's hard to beat anywhere, much less down in Hickman County.
Yeah, I remember that game. And, in fact, you saw them again in the regional tournament.
That's right.
First round, and came out with a one-point win in a game that was highly contested.
Yes, it was.
But that first year you won 25 games, so it was heck of a year.
It was. I was blessed with four good seniors and experienced players, and I had them at least a year before, 2 years before at the JV level. I had begun to incorporate through Coach Childs a lot of his system and a lot of the things that I liked, and he allowed me to do that, and so we changed a little bit about our scheme and our calls and our numbering system, and these guys were ready for that when you've got John Dunn and Jay Powell and Bobby Sanders and Josh Moore. And then Aaron was ready to be a point guard, and he was a sophomore that year, so with great reserves. And I tell you, I was blessed at good timing because of a good team that was put before me. But I had coaches in the locker room, and Jay and those seniors, and Bobby coming out of football, and it was just a good first year. It couldn't have been better, other than a state contending Paducah-Tillman team who contributed to three of our five losses that year. But certainly they were worthy, and they had a lot of good players.
Yeah, and I think Tillman that particular year, as they showed in the state tournament, they went to the Final Four, and really they were one bad call away from playing for the state championship. Many people remember the bad call that they received in the semifinal round of the state tournament against Scott County. But that was just a great Tillman team. In 1999, they exceptionally talented and really, I want to say they were never really challenged. Marshall County played them fairly tough three times. I know Graves County gave them some good games, but clearly Tillman was the top team in the region that year.
Wow, they were big, they were fast, they were strong, they could shoot, they had a lot of reserves, and And we were just overmatched. I mean, they would have had to have an off game, and whoever in this region, if anybody could have beaten them, would have had to have a great game at that. So Coach Chandler did a good job with that group, but he had a lot of talent too.
Yeah. The next year, your second year, the 99-2000 season, you get all the way to the regional championship game, and you play Graves County. And, in fact, in one of the great regional tournament games that I've ever called, you knock off Paducah Tillman in overtime.
That's right.
In the semifinal round. And that one, there's two or three regional tournament games that stick in my craw, for lack of a better term.
Right.
The one against Graves County in 2000 is one, and 09 against Graves, the tough overtime loss. But I would have liked certainly to have played Graves County, and they were a great team, not taking anything away from Graves County. But I would have liked for Marshall County to have been able to have played them in 2000 with fresh legs, because you guys had gone
right.
to overtime against Tillman
exactly.
in the second game
exactly.
of the semifinal round the night before.
I remember
and I think
that
you're just
game.
Out of gas.
We were spent, a little bit spent, but one of the funnest games to coach, and I'm glad you enjoyed calling it, because I remember the game quite well. And Coach Chumler had a lot of those same kids back, and he was reloaded, and we were certainly the underdog going into that game in the semifinals of the regional there, and we come out in a triangle and two, or I know that I incorporated that in a lot of the game, and I would even say most of the game, and the kids that we wanted to shoot didn't want to shoot, and that was good because they became tentative, and their two scorers, we just covered them up, and they seemed confused, and as that game went on, I saw that we were going to beat them, that we could beat them, and our players believe that we could beat them, and I remember in that game we had great third region officials, and one of the officials and the game was back and forth the entire game, and he walked in front of our bench, and I was standing up there, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and he looked over his shoulder at me, and I said, "We're gonna beat them tonight, aren't we?" and he kind of laughed, because he had never been asked anything like that, especially in a regional tournament. And he smiled at me during the game, and this was in the fourth quarter. And when I said, "We're going to beat them," I really believe we're going to beat them tonight. and sure enough, we've got the ball, and I call timeout. I'm going to say 15 seconds or so left in the game. And it's tied up. And I set a play up and call a play. Well, that play didn't work. They steal the ball off of that play, and I think I run a pick and roll with Evan Long and one of our centers, maybe Jason Perry or somebody, Aaron made the pass and cut through, and we're going to run this pick and roll. We'd practiced it a lot. Well, they intercepted the pass that Evan was going to make, I think, and they're sprinting down the floor for a game-winning at the buzzer, wide open layup, and Evan Long sprints from one end and back tips that ball.
Yeah.
And out of bounds. We're able to hold them, and we go into overtime. And it's back and forth in overtime, and I'm kicking myself. And the reason I'm kicking myself was a coach will always do this. He'll either say, "Well, I'm glad I called timeout because we scored," or "I shouldn't have called timeout because we didn't score. In fact, we turned it over." So sure enough, it comes down to back and forth. We hold them. They put a shot up with about 20 seconds, 25 seconds to play, and we get the rebound. And I look, I kind of analyze who's in the game for them, and they had the kind of stocky, heavyset Smith kid on Aaron. And I gave Aaron the motion of walk it up. And I held up. And the 10 call back then was a 1-4 low. And so he's got the ball, and we've got people on each block and two people in the corner. So he can't be doubled. If he's doubled, he's going to kick it to the wide-open teammate whose player left him. But I gave him the sign 10, which means you're going to take the ball off the dribble, and whatever happens, happens, but we're not calling timeout. We're not going to call timeout twice and it backfire. So he makes an inside-out move on his right hand mm-hmm. and gets an elbow jump shot and knocks it down. And I swear I thought Stanley Sutton was going to foul the desperation shot that Tillman took from three-quarter court. But they inbounded the ball, and that was just a great moment for us and our team. And what a team victory that was. You're exactly right. The emotion, the intensity, the thought process, the preparation, because we had 2 days to prepare, I believe, for that game. And all of that culminated, and we were exhausted in the locker room. And I remember walking back into the gymnasium, and people were already lined up around the top for final tickets. And I thought, man, we're going to ride this momentum. We're going to win the region. We are going to win the region here in the second year, and with a team that maybe game in, game out wasn't as good as the first year team, but it's all about how good is the region. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not how good your team is, it's how good are you compared to everybody else in that certain year. And you can analyze that all you want to, but
it comes down to matchups.
Comes down to matchups, and we played Graves, who had an easier second or semifinal game. I don't know if it was Heath or whoever.
I believe it was Heath. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good game, but we got down a little bit. And when you get down against Coach Hatcher, and now you're forced to play the style that he wants to play, it's hard to catch up. And that's kind of the way that game went. They made some shots, we did, and our legs didn't seem to be there. But just as proud of that team as if they'd won it.
Sure.
And all of my teams, when I look back, I'm so proud of them because they always gave 110%. And that's what makes coaching fun, is when your players give all they've got, because that's what life should be about. You give all that you've got, do it in the right way, accept the results, help people along the way, and learn the life lessons that you can learn, and athletics will do that for you. But those were two memorable games, you're right.
Yeah, really were. And Graves County was a great team that year, not taking anything away. But again,
yeah, they really were.
I know we've talked about this many times. Would have liked to have played that game with maybe another day's rest or another 12 hours rest at least to just kind of get your legs back and under you. That was the first of two trips to the regional championship game. During your tenure, you went again in 2002, and as luck would have it, Tillman had another team that was a state contender
right.
in 2002, and in fact went to the state championship game, losing to Lexington Catholic in the championship game of the state tournament. But you go back to the regional championship game in 2002, and that was another
That's
great
right.
season.
It was, and that year, it seems like most of the years, I should have had somebody else to do the draw for us, because that year I had to play Graves in the semifinals, and then if you beat them, you've got Tim. So it was flip-flop, but we were the team that seemed like we'd have to play both of them every year. But you've got to beat them anyway, But I remember that semifinal game also, and that was a fun game, and where we beat Graves County in the semifinals, and
a 1-point game.
Was it a 1-point game?
1-point game. Yeah.
Well, that game, I remember what happened toward the end of that game, because I knew what Coach Hatcher was thinking, and he thought he knew what I was going to be thinking. But we got the ball back. With, I'm going to say a minute to play, and we were up 2 or 3 points, 2 points. No, we were up 3 points. We were up 3 points, and we had the ball, and I called timeout. And I know what he's thinking. He's telling his team they're going to hold the ball. And I believed that. I've never asked him about it. But I had a special little play that we had not used, because they know everything we run and I know everything they run. But they didn't know this one. I called it O for Opie, Justin Bryant. And we inbounded the ball, and all we did was clear opposite block to the ball side corner, flash Opie to the elbow. We knew what side the ball was going to be taken out. He's a left-handed kid, and he's going to immediately turn and drive the ball to the basket with his left hand and score. And the kids looked at me like, Coach, you want to go for the shot that quick? And I said, yeah, I want the five-point lead right here. And we executed that. They bit. They went to the corner with the kid we wanted them to go to the corner with, a shooter. We pass it in to Opie. He flashes to the elbow. He turns and scores that layup. And I'll admit to you, I'm sitting there thinking, we got this one. We have got this one. And it wasn't 15 seconds later, they come down and hit a three.
Yeah.
And it's a two-point game. They foul us.
Yeah.
We miss the free throws.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they hit a two because we were still up three. And so they foul us, and we miss the free throws, and they had a three to tie it.
Yeah.
And they must have missed that, got the rebound and put it in or something.
They did.
Because, wow, what seemed to allow you to breathe with the five-point lead, that's how quick it can evaporate. But you're right. Then we faced Tillman and that good team again. And it's like a one-point game at half.
Nobody, it was a one-point game. Yeah.
Nobody had touched them during the season. That's when I had Blake and Jeff and Opie. And Ryan Beck and those kids, and then Jimmy Lee at point, I believe, had that team, and a lot of things had worked, and they come out and they got a little spurt there, and we couldn't recover from that. But you're right, two good chances and opportunities out of the 6 years I was head coach, but you can't go back. You just got to be happy with the opportunities that you have, and. The years that we got knocked out of the tournament, and I know Carlisle had great teams back then. And I'm telling you, the Class A's, the years that I was head coach, the Class A's had great teams. You look at Heath and Mayfield and Hickman
Murray
and Carlisle and Murray, and every single one of them were as good as the Big Three. And you know the people refer to the Big Three, but they were solid that year. And Coach O'Neill had those good teams, and he put us out twice with the brothers' names?
Matt Hoskins.
Yeah, the Hoskins boys
and
his little brother then. And both years they went on to the state tournament. But there were great coaches, coaches. I was very close to the coaches in the region. But you think game in, game out, you're going against either Coach Hatcher at Graves or Coach Birdsong at Callaway then or Coach O'Neill down at Carlisle or Henry Edwards over at Heath and Jimmy Long or
Hickman
at Hickman
County.
And Jimmy Long at Heath and then Andy Poor takes over at Lone Oak and has some good players, Dennison and that group. And wow, it's every night, and Chris Guyton may fill, and I know I'm leaving some out, but it was a tough battle every time, mm-hmm. whether at home or away. But the competitiveness now has turned into friendships and camaraderie, and it's really, as we talk about it, I begin to feel my heart race, and the moments that we talk about become so evident in my mind and thoughts that you don't want that to overshadow the players and what they do for you and what they were able to do for our program.
Coach Doug Lyles is our guest, and in talking about that 2002 season, winning the district was such an accomplishment that year because, if people will recall, that was a year that the district was very, very good, as it is most years. But you had Murray High, and Murray High had just blitzed Marshall County down at Tiger Gym in December of that mm-hmm. season and
That's
won
right.
by 18 points. And then it took a Jimmy Lee Holder three-pointer, I think in double overtime, for the Marshals to win at home in the return meeting with Murray.
Yeah,
you had
yeah.
split with Callaway.
Right.
And you had to beat both of those teams to win the district. First off, you
right.
had to beat Murray High just to get a chance to go to the regional tournament.
Man.
And that was not going to be an easy thing to do. But that was a game that I recall where you just kind of took control early, kept a nice 6-8-10-point lead most of the night, and beat what was a very good Murray High team.
Now, was that game? Where was that game played?
That was the district that year was at Marshall County.
Yes, yeah. yes. We actually, if that's the game I'm thinking about, where Jimmy Lee hit the three going in at halftime, we really jumped on them.
Yeah.
And the preparation, Coach Hudson had them ready to play, and he had one. What's the football kicker? What's their last name?
Mass Day.
He had one of the Mass Days.
Yeah,
he had one of the Mass Days, and he had a good team there. And I'm telling you, I felt it because I knew how we prepared. I knew how we practiced. Our team was so focused and ready. I wished it could have been a regional final, because we come out and we played and shot the lights out and played so well. But you're right. They made a run and got it under back into single digits in the second half. But I believe if that's the game I'm thinking about, Jimmy Lee hits a three. We had told him when it comes down to the last possession and we got it before half, here's what you do. And it was simply, we're going to set a ball screen and you're going to shoot a three.
Yeah.
And he did, and he nailed it, and we went up 18 points right there. But it was a tough, and we had another tough one on their floor one year also in the district.
Yeah.
where they got a technical at the end of the third quarter, and we have like three possessions there where we score 6 or 7 points and determines, I think, that game. I tell you, the most nervous district game that I ever coached was that first year, and that's when Ron Green was at Callaway. And Ron Green, if he gets up 2 points, he come out in his four-corner spread offense right off the bat. And he had his longtime assistant back then, Coach Deal, I believe was his name, mm-hmm. with him. And I didn't think we were going to get a spurt. I didn't think. I mean, it was – they had a 1 or 2 3-point lead, and finally we hit a shot. And when we got a little spurt – but I was scared to death as a coach that year. Here is an SEC Coach of the Year that was renowned not only at Mississippi State but Murray State for the four-corner offense. And here I'm inserted now, and I'm head coach at a high school, Marshall County High School, and we feel like we're better than them. We've beaten them twice close, and we've got to beat them. And I felt the pressure of that, and the kids did too. But in the second half, we finally got going. And with those seniors, we executed. And so every game has with it a lot of side notes that people may not be aware of or whatever, but the coaches are.
Doug Lyles' final win as head coach at Marshall County would have to be one of the more memorable ones, and that would have been in the District 4 championship game in 2004. District tournament is at Callaway County. Callaway County is the defending region champs. They have an outstanding team in 2004. Terry Birdsong had really built that program, and they had defeated the Marshals both times during the regular season. And at their place in the district championship game, you're able to win that game and claim a district championship. So your final win as head coach of the Marshals would have to go down as one of the more memorable ones, I would think.
It really was. We had somewhat experience, but some youth on that team also. And I'm not going to lose three games to the same team playing the same way. I'm not going to do that. We may lose three. Tillman beat us that first year three times, and we tried everything. But it's the only time that I've really coached a delay game. We're going to take the air out. We're going to make the possessions, because here's what I remember going into that game, Jeff, as a coach. I remember the first two games as a coach being frustrated. I got frustrated a little bit, and our players got frustrated. So my strategy was, I want to see their coach and their players frustrated. And so we let the air out of it. We practiced a delay game. We were only going to shoot layups. Only going to shoot layups. When they committed to double team or whatever. So we come out, and we have several sets that we've put in on how to do that. And the score, I believe, was...
Final score was 40-32.
It was like 14-9 or something like that at half.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Callaway was not in double figures. I remember Coach Birdsong, as he walked in front of our bench going to the locker room, he was shaking his head to himself. He was already built up a sweat, as all coaches do. Their players were frustrated. They ran from him to get to the locker room. So, in itself, was it a fun game to watch for fans? Don't know and don't care. That wasn't the priority that night. The priority was try to get them frustrated, and let's see if it don't incorporate itself into momentum and energy for us. And it really did. I saved every one of my time. I didn't use a timeout in the first half. A two-point lead, I looked at like it was an eight-point lead. And when we got up by four or five at half, it was like a double-digit lead. And that's the way they felt, too, because Chase Futrell, a couple years ago, did a student teaching at the high school right across the hall, and we talked every day, and we talked about that game. And he said, oh, Coach Birdsong wasn't happy at halftime. He wasn't happy, and we weren't either. So I saved those timeouts. And I use those timeouts to save a possession. When you reduce the game to the number of possessions that we reduced it to, and now we're going into the second half with a five-point lead, and I've got five possessions that I call timeouts in my pocket. And when we did get in trouble in backcourt or front, because they come out in half-court trap, and if we got trapped and I thought there was a chance, I call timeout. That frustrated them also. And we made shots and were able to drive the ball to the basket, and that was just that was a fun game for us. The momentum, we couldn't carry that. I thought we had Carlisle beat in the tournament there, mm-hmm. and they hit a three with just a second or two to play. So there is athletics for you, and there's the life lesson. When you're on top of the world, there's one direction to go. And something's can happen that removes that sense of euphoria that you have. But when the other lesson is when you're on the bottom, there's only one way to go. And for every team, I remember talking on the radio after that regional loss. I knew at that time that I was ready to take a break from it. I knew going into that tournament that it was going to be my last tournament, win, lose, or draw. So I remember talking on the radio with you up at Murray State that last night. And what I remember saying was that those kids from Carlisle County, they wanted to win as much and as bad as we do. And they're young men and student athletes just like we are. That community is just as close as our community. So for every failure of one, there is victory for another. And if everybody could put that in perspective, then athletics, I think, could grow to be how a benefiting factor in lives of young people. And I believe that it is. But was I guilty as coach of sometimes giving it too much value? Yes, I was. And thinking that it's the end of the world, yes, I did at times. It was my life for many, many years. And I thought about it, in fact, probably too much. That is one of the main reasons that I decided I need to walk away. I need to walk away. Number one, I always wanted to walk away. My time, my place, my decision. I didn't want it to be anybody else's, and it wasn't. So that's one reason that I decided to step down. I never regretted the decision. Did I miss it? I missed it at times. But a lot of life lessons for me, Jeff. And you were there with along for the entire ride with us. And so were many other people that are loyal friends to me today. And I certainly appreciate that and the things that I've learned, and I hope that it's helped me, and I hope now that I can use all of these things in a more constructive way. And I now, by being an assistant, I can set back, I can stay calm, I can analyze, I can help evaluate, and I can help suggest. And that's why I've enjoyed what I did last year.
And you've also helped, and a lot of people know that you have done some scouting and some helping with some suggestions with the boys staff as well. And I know you and Coach Gillespie are close friends.
We are.
And I know you're just as tickled as anybody for the success that he's had, and particularly this past season, getting back to the state tournament.
You bet. What What happens, and Gus and I talked, and when he come in, and I told you, when I knew whenever I did get out that I wanted it to be my time and my place and my decision, and it was. The second thing that I always wanted when I did get out, I wanted, because I knew that I wasn't going to move. So here's a former head coach teaching in the school, and somebody's going to come into. And I stayed out of that process of who was going to be hired for that position like I should have. But I made the commitment that when that person, whoever it was going to be, was hired, that I was going to go to them and give them all my support and let them know that I will be behind them. I would help them in any way and be loyal to them, because I know the feelings and frustrations and all-consuming factor that that position can hold. And I did that with Gus. And he asked a year or two down the after that, or 1 year or another, about helping him. And I said, I just don't think I need to do that. And I'll help you scout. I will show things in practice, or you bounce things off of me. But I probably helped him as far as community things as much as anything, and how to react to situations and how to do this or that, because he asked me some things, and I appreciated that he entrusted me with that, and we're good friends. He's had tremendous amount of success, and this program is fun to watch. And I'm going to tell you something, the boys are restocking, and they've got players, because I've watched a lot of games. They've got big kids, and they've got athletic kids, and they've got them in every grade. And I wish him the best, because he could have a lot going on right here that's going to be fun.
I think you're exactly right. Finally, Coach Doug Lyles, before we let you go this morning, you mentioned your mom and dad earlier. It was always a family affair. And, you know, when I had Kirk Childs on the program, when we brought up Doug Lyles and our visit with Kirk a few months back, you know, he said, what a great family. And it was very much a family affair. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, your dad, Jesse, passed away earlier this year, but Jesse and your mom, Hesta, and they were always at all the games, home and away. And of course, Aaron played for you and was one of the great point guards that Marshall County's ever had. And your other children, Adam and Krista and Gail. I mean, they were just fixtures at the gymnasium, and your brother Philip.
That's right.
And it was just a family affair, and I always mm-hmm. thought that was so neat.
Well, I appreciate that, and I felt that way and felt that support. And they used to hurt all of them, parents included, and family and kids. And I remember when Krista was little, and if it was a game that they couldn't go to, I mean, she was a little bitty, and she'd tell Gail that I sure hope Daddy wins, because he won't be very happy when he comes home. But I watched, I used to watch every game, rewatch the game the night we played it, every time. And I did that all the way through my entire career, except I never watched the Carlisle game, and I haven't watched it. And I told Coach O'Neill that's the one game that I never watched. I didn't want to see that ball going in the basket again when we thought we had it won. But thank you for the compliment of my family, and they have meant everything to me. And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to commit the time and the energy away from them. The boys traveled with me a lot. They was with me at practice and camps and sitting on the bench and helping, and Krista was always in the stands with Gail and Mom and Dad. If they weren't at the game, there was a good reason why they weren't at it, but they were listening, and they experienced. She kept a scrapbook, and it was that type of support that I had at home. And when you start with assistants like I started with, Russ Buchanan, John Leeper, and Greg Butler, I surrounded myself with good assistants and others that came along after them, Jay Powell, Matt Thompson, and John Tyler, and Luke Phillips. And it was always a support staff. And Russ was experienced when he helped me, because we used to coach against each other, and John played for me, and they knew the things to keep from me. They knew the things to share with me, and they were intelligent, committed assistant coaches, and that made me proud, because I knew that's the way I come up. I may be, I'm not sure if I am or not, the only boys coach that's come all the way through the system here at Marshall County. Paying those dues and making that commitment has always been special to me. And I will retire making that same sort of commitment to the program, whether it's in the classroom or still helping with girls if I do it a little bit longer here. But I will always be thankful of the people. I served under every principal that Marshall County High School has ever had except Bobby Miller, and he retired, moved jobs the year that I was hired. So I have a lot of connections. I have a deep roots here in Marshall County, and it will stay that way. And it's certainly been a great ride, and I look forward to helping with the girls because I'm so relaxed doing that. And when you enjoy it and you can be relaxed, it's nothing but fun the whole time. And my career has been fun. No regrets. Other than a few things that you know, you would want to change with individuals or with games or with, you know, whatever it might be. But all in all, it's certainly been educational and rewarding for me.
Well, Coach Doug Lyles, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. It's always good to visit with you. Appreciate your friendship over the years. We go back a long time in the program, back to the days when I was first starting out, and you were an assistant coach, and always very, very nice to me, and always enjoyed working with you and all of the guys that worked under you on your staff at Marshall County. And thanks for being here this morning.
I enjoyed it, Jeff, and you've been very special to me also. And I do want to thank Daryl Morgan for calling me in the office that day, that first day that I went to South, and offering me that position. And you never know what decisions, when you say yes or no to something, you never know what the future has to hold. And certainly my future was built and changed that day. And I just want to thank him for that. And if Reed Conder put him up to it, I want to thank him also. But thank you very much, Jeff, for everything that you've done for me and my family.